Okay. Sorry, we're starting a bit late. Shailus and Nach Purim to everyone. And I don't know who's listening or how many people or if anyone for that matter, but I'll just give my Akaras HaTayiv for the beautiful Shalach Mamas that was sent from this year. Obviously, besides for the money, it's quite nicker that a lot of money went into it, but what means more to me, obviously, is the what stands behind the money, the regish that comes with it, which was obvious from the entire Shalach Mamas. So, Tavei Aleichem Brocha, and Yishalem Hashem Gmulcha. Okay, we are in Chelek Beis, at the end of Parag Gimel. Bez Hashem will be finishing Parag Gimel today. Ois Yud. The last thing the Ramchal told us was talking about Yisurim. Continuing along the Inyanim of Ashkacha, he says, Ois Shairish Acher Nimsol Anhaga Binyanei Olam Hazeh. There's another Shairish that we find when it comes to the Anhaga in the Inyanim of Olam Hazeh. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has arranged it to give us another way to make it to Olam Haba. And how is that? That one neshama could come to Olam Haza many times in different bodies. This vinyan of a Gilgal. A Gilgal literally means to roll. It means one, the Shama keeps on rolling through Olam Hazeh in different forms. And in one time, it could be misakin something that it ruined, it did wrong in a different time. It didn't have time to complete whatever it needed to complete the first time. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives that Neshama a second chance. So, it's possible that at one time he didn't do enough to make it into Olam Haba, or he did things that he was paigam, he was makalkel, that will withhold him from Olam Haba, or certain madregas obviously in Olam Haba. And now in the next Gilgal, the next time, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives him a second chance in order to complete it. V'ulam b'sayv kalav gilgulim, when everything is done, ladin shalasi lavay, when it comes to the din that'll be lasi lavay, who will make it into Olam Haba, hine hadin yi'aleh kifi kol mash'over aleh min ha'gilgulim sh'nizgagula u'min ha'matzavim sh'ayisavah. There's different dinim. There's a din the person gets l'achar ha'misa, when he gets to the world of Olam ha'neshamas. That din is only for what he did at that stage. What did he do with this guf? What is it? Where he needs to go from now? However, the din lost a lavoi, so to speak, at the gates of Olam Haba. Who's going to get in? What level they're going to be in? That is going to be a din that will not look at any specific time, but look on this neshama's ma'isim, everything it had done from its creation, the first time it went into Olam Hazeh, to the last time, all the gilgulim that it went. And as a whole, it will be decided, did this neshama, was it misakin, was it paigim, was it mekalkel, and the din will be according to that. So we, in this parak, are trying to understand why a person has certain things, why a certain kaychus, why a certain test, where his foot is all dependent on all different things according to his job. So it's possible that things could happen to a person, to his neshama, that now is a Gilgal, this is a second or third, or the Svar Makdashim say our neshama is already recycled many times already, we're holding towards the end of the whole picture of the world. As Rabbi Brevda told me yesterday, I affirmed, the Rabbi Shem is bringing the world to its final solution. He said, I give you a bracha, twice he told me, it's a very good bracha, Mashiach should find you in a Bes Medrash. So that's a very good bracha, very good, but we're coming to the end, the neshamas have to be misakin everything. So he says, so therefore, many of the inyanim that happen to a person are because his job as in this stage is not necessarily only dependent on who he is or what his neshama is, but may depend on things that neshama didn't do or did wrong in a different Gilgal. And now v'inasin la'adam ahu ba'ilam matzav ketizeh So it's possible the person will be given his matzav in this world according to what he needs to fix up now. Now that may not be, have been his original tachlis, because maybe his original tachlis was something else. And maybe he did parts of that, but he was also did things wrong that he needs to fix. So therefore, things have to be tweaked a little bit. He has to be put into the Gilgal at this point, and he's given a job according to, so to speak, his modified job of his neshama, because it depends now on things that may have occurred at a different time in the world. The din of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is meduktuk, is exact. A person with everything that he has with him, all his kaychas, pirish v'chol pratei matzavoy, every detail of his matzav, ba'ifin shalo yamas lo'ilam al-adam, lo'ilam abash, ro'otay v'amiti, ashma she'en le'bemes. Obviously, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is diktuk, is bringing a person to a situation that lo'atzid lava, he won't get anything, lo'ilam abba, nothing will happen to him, any punishment that he doesn't deserve. The Rabbeinu Shalom will give him in this world a job. The way the Rabbeinu Shalom understands the chelek that this person has in Avodas Hashem, the chelek that he has, the Rabbeinu Shalom with his chachma yayna has divided, tiflug, he has portioned out to him. His job in Olam Hazeh with all the tools, and that's the way the Rabbeinu Shalom will now judge him according to the entire person, and then he's going to get his char in Olam Haba. There's so many details when it comes to talking about Gilgal. How a person is judged. For us to try to understand exactly how Gilgal works, when a person has to come back, how he comes back, how he's able to fix things up from before. The Rabbeinu Shalom has this Cheshbonus. It's Al HaMishpat HaMiti, the true judgment, the Yashar. And on this he says, it says, Atzur Tamim Pala Kichol Drach of Mishpat. Everything is Mishpat, everything is exact, everything is Tamim, everything is done with an exact Cheshbon. There's nothing a person gets that a person doesn't deserve. So when a person is put into this Gilgal, everything is exact for what he needs in this Gilgal, depending on, maybe, depending on things that had been done in the first Gilgal. There's no way for creations to understand, we as creations understand all the machshavas and all the deepness of the Rabbeinu Shalom's Eitzah. But we know it as a general rule. And this is, he's already moving towards the end of the parak to sum up. What have we been doing here in this parak? And I'm going to, as we get to the end, I'll sum it up myself. But basically, we're giving klalim in the Indian of Ashkacha. It's a klal. And that's what, as we said, that's what we were building up here. The entire Derech Hashem is built up on klalim and pratim. When it comes to the Ashkacha, we can't know every detail of what Hashem's Cheshbonos are. We can know there are klalim. From those klalim, we could understand it has to fit into one of those klalim hashkacha. Every detail of the klal, we can understand. We have to know, what is the shayrish? The shayrish is that one of the ways that things happen to a person in Olam Hazeh, Gilgal is something that could cause that to happen. According to the rules that the Rabbeinu Shalom has set up and the Mishpatim that are Yashar, that he has decided for the Ashlama Sa'inyan of Hashkacha. One of the garment of what a person's situation is Gilgal. But, again, we only know the cloud of these things. The Pratim, it's not our business necessarily. It's impossible for us to know. Nimtzu, as he continues, the Fikoma Shabiyarna, as he sums up the entire parak. What have we been explaining? We've explaining Sibois, Shainois, Umischalpois, the Mikri of Ne'adam Bailamadeh. All different types of Sibois, Umischalpois are different, Mischalpois are opposites. For things that happen to a person, Im Latoiv, Vim Lamutah. Now it doesn't mean that everything that happens to a person is coming from every single cause that we said. They can't be, they don't work that way. From all of these things that we have said that could be causes, they cause different things. Something happens to a person, it comes from one of those places. Some come from the Siva, some come from others. The Chokhma Yoyna, that he knows, umashkefas, and he's always looking, because things change depending on a person's actions. As we've said, part of his Bechira could change how the Ashkaf has to come about. So therefore, it's constant. It's not just the Rav Hashem has decided. It's Mashkef has tamid. How kol mashu knows to seek in klal abriya. What's he looking at? Again, there's a goal here that there should be tikkun abriya. That Rabbeinu Shalom, he weighs everything, all the different things, he weighs them together. And then he decides why this goes here, why this happens from this. He decides that the world is going to run according to all these details. It's impossible to say that you'll have the same reaction from these different sibas, different causes. They don't all produce the same thing. You can even have it that many times one thing will be a stira, to be a contradiction to the other. According to his chusavis, a person should get riches. According to his own ma'isim, he deserves not to have riches. He did averis that are garamanias, let's say, certain averis that are specifically garamanias. So, what do you do? Now, it also could be dependent on his job in the world. Is he from the Oisher people, and that's why he has to be Misakin in the Klali, in the general, or the Oini? So his parents want him to get, not want him, but his chus office gives him Oisher. His own ma'isim are Oini. Where does he fit in his job in the world? Oisher, Oini, in the middle? They could be a size to each other. Even the actions themselves. One person, he could do a ma'isa, and because of that, he's supposed to get a lot of, he's supposed to get a tayvachas, one good thing. He does one good thing, let's say, again, and he's zaycha to riches, for the same mashal. And he does another action that says he's supposed to get anias. So he did two actions. One says get rich and one says become poor. It's not even dealing with chus avos and all the other things. Him himself and his actions. So what happens? So, since we're people, you know, so we have all these categories, we're stuck. We give up. What do we do? What should you do? Flip a coin. But the Baruch Shem also is not looking at every action as an individual action. How does it fit into the entire picture? What's the best way for this person, or for the klal, or for his dar? However he's supposed to fit in, what's the best way for him and his entire matzah? And every person gets some things from this siba, some things from that siba. Why Hashem chose that his avos should cause this, his ma'asim should cause that? Because when Hashem looks at him as a whole picture, the Baruch Hashem decides what's the best way. Sometimes it's a little bit tzchus avos, a little bit of himself, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. Sometimes it's none. Sometimes Baruch Hashem says, sorry, chus avos won't work for you because according to your actions you don't deserve it, and the rest of your whole being is revolving around your actions, so this doesn't fit into the picture. So that's how the Rabbeinu Shalom, obviously understanding the entire picture, he causes all these things to happen. Pirish nimshakim achar achas asibas v'nyanim nimshakim achar sibu acheres. Amnam lo yikra mikra lo adam, but the klal is nothing could happen to a person shlo yik fiachas min asibas shazachanu. It has to be one of those things. the Hapratim, and this is what we just touched on a minute ago with the Gulim, but here it's for the entire Perek, the details, Iyaf Shaladim Shiyedu Kulam. A person can't know them all. Uchvar Yodanu Harbe Kishiyodanu Kloli Hinyonim Liminem Uchamosha Zacharnu. And here it says a very powerful statement. We know plenty when we know the Klolim that we have mentioned. Meaning, it's not our job to know every detail of how everything works. Not only is that our job, it's an impossibility for us. All we have to know is that there's not a Hefkerot. We have to know there are Sibos. And those Sibos, we've explained here, all the different Sibos, those are the Klala. How each one works, how they work in tandem with each other, what happens when there's a Stira, it's not our business. That's part of the Emuna. That's part of the Emuna in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Just because we can't understand something is not a reason to shter our amuna. Adarabah, we have the amuna, and in fact, it gives us the ability to be mechazik ourselves in amuna. If we know there's klalim, if we know the klalim that are necessary for the amuna and the Rabbeinu Shalom, that the hashkacha the Rabbeinu Shalom has for us, the hashkacha practice, a person should know. And he should be able to feel comfortable and relaxed. There's a Rabbeinu Shalom running the world. I have a job to do. That part should not be so relaxing. But that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom running the world, and everything has a siva to it, and everything has a mesayvah to it, and everything has a action, as a reaction to everything I do. But I don't know every single, I don't need to know every single detail. One might have said to himself, well, if Hashem would show me why my job is exactly like this, then of course I believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I understand why then we lose the Mino Mitzvah of the Moon anymore. So then now you're right, everything is so clear, the Mino Bechir anymore. That's not our job. Our job is to have a Moon that the Rabbeinu Shalom is a tzaddik, that he's Yosher, that like we said before, Atzur, Tamim, Poli, Kechol, Drachav, Mishpat. That's our job is B'nei Yodam, to be Maminim in the Rabbeinu Shalom, to have a Moon. Now Hashem didn't send us blindly into a world and say, I'm not telling you anything. Believe. That's not fair. He wouldn't do such a thing. So he gave us klalim. We have Ramchal, it tells us the klalim. We don't have to know the pratim. Not only do we have to know, it's impossible. It would defeat our whole purpose in the world if we knew all the pratim. But as he said, uchvar yadanu harbe, we know plenty. We know all that we need to know. Kishiyadanu klali anyonim liminei mechumayshu zacharnu. And now that we have that, we could build up our amuna. When we say to ourselves, why does this happen? When a person thinks about it and says, well, there's 15 different sivas why it could happen to me. Who knows where it's coming from? I have my job. I have to do my job. Why things happen, I don't know. But there's 10 places it could fit into. It's not my job to fit it even into the place. But I know that there are rules. The Rabbeinu Shalom set up rules to this Bria and the Yad Hashkacha. And that's what we have to know. That's the way we're Mechazik our Amunah. That's the way, if a person really understands it and really continues to be Mechazik, he can go through life, Ragua, the Lashon that they say over here, Ragua. He's relaxed. He knows there's a Rabbeinu Shalom taking care of things. It's not a Hefkervelt. We only need to know the Klal. And just in case you thought it was over, we should know that there's one more thing. There are two types of things that happen to a person. There are some things that there's things that happen that are tachlisim. They are an end to themselves. They are the end. They're the purpose, the tachlis. There are others that are emtsoim. They're means to an end. Pirish. What are tachlisim? Mikrim shiyu nigzaram ala adam liyos ruim loy mitarechad me'asiba shazacharnu lamayla. The things that happen fit into one of the categories. They are an end to themselves. They are part of the job. An end to itself is obviously not an end to itself, but what he means to say is that that's part of the entire picture of the person. To bring him to his perfection, to bring him to his shleimus, to help him with his job, to give him his nisyonus. That's him. It was given to him the riches. Why? Because that's who he is. The ayini, whatever the mida is, that's who he is. Those are those type of mikrim. Vem tzoiim, and then there are some mikrim, sheyikru loy, kidei shal yadam yagiyo loy mikra acher sheroy loy. Sometimes in order to get to a different mikra, you need something to cause that. V'hu ki'inyin oitzko Hashem kionaftabi. And the Pasuk Yeshaya says, I praise you Hashem, kionaftabi means you have shown anger to me. So the Pasuk Shah in the Pasuk is that we give shvach to the Rabbeinu Shalom that he gave a person an einish. Why? Because we know especially after learning this parak, that an einish has a person, has a purpose. It purifies a person. It helps him. It's the best thing. So oitcho Hashem ki onaftabi. Right? The Mefarshim say, and the Parshim said that till Klai Yisrael came and said Shira Tayam, there was no one ever said Shira before. I mean, no one ever said Shira before. The Marishan said Shira, others said Shira already. But some of the Parshim say no one ever said Shira and the Shibud and the bad. People said Shira when there was a Hatzalah. But Klai Yisrael, they were saying Shira because they understood that the Shibud itself had a tachlis. Look, we went down a nation of 70 people. We came out of Klai Yisrael. Came out of Klai Yisrael right to be Kabbalah the Torah. The Lashon of the Menorah Hamar I've said before is Melumet Ba'avdus. We're Abdei Hashem. We had to go through a course of Avdus. Some Meshachachm also says such a verse that they came out knowing what it meant to be Avadim. That's giving Shira for the Shibud also. That's the Pashav Shah. But the way he explains it in Abishain Chazal, Shapir Shachamainu Zakrani Libraka, Shinishko Rego Parasa Vinaflo Matasima Tahtel. I thank Hashem that he did something that was bad. Why? A person's cow broke his leg. At first glance, what does it look like? Terrible thing. But then when it fell and wherever it was, he figured out underneath there was a treasure. So that mikra that happened wasn't an amtsoi, it wasn't a tachlis that it should break its leg, was not that the person at that moment, of course he deserved it, and there has to be a reason why Hashem had to show him the treasure through that way, but the reason it happened at this moment, this tzar happened at this moment, was that he should get to something else. Or he should be saved from something that shouldn't, that's not supposed to happen to him. Kigon shenisake, the person was delayed. Right? He didn't go on the boat, he didn't go on the plane, right? Why? See things, the worst thing in the world. Vatava Svina Vayam. The Gemara says, and the Gemara Nida says, so what happened? The Svina drowned. It sunk. So, anafta bi, because I realized it brought about something else. The Gamem Tzoyim Eila, so that's another type of thing that could happen to a person. Now, even these things, these in time, after she l'tzarech atzmei shel adam sheikru lo, could be it's for himself, after she l'tzarech zulasei. But maybe it happened to me, not again because it's a tachlis for me. It's a mik, it's emtzois, but not for me, for someone else. I missed the boat, or I missed the plane. Why? Because someone else needed to get that seat. Now, again, kol joach of mishpat, Hashem wouldn't make it that I missed it if I didn't deserve also. And there's a reason why, again, I had to get that. But if you look at it simply, why did it happen? Not so much because I was supposed to miss the plane, but there's someone else who deserved the seat more than me. So therefore, I had to miss it. Okay, I had tzar, and that's going to take Hashem as cheshbonis for my tzar too. But the emtzois was, and the simple life it was, for somebody else. Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing that could happen to someone else. For example, Chazal say also, Yaakov Avinu was supposed to go down to Mitzrayim Mishal Shaloy Shal Barzel, and the Rebbeinu Shel made it, that he went down through Yosef HaTzadik, he went down Baratzan, he went down willingly. Now, even though, that Emtzoi, meaning, what was the Emtzoi, what got him to Mitzrayim, was Yosef HaTzadik. Now, but there was a lot of tzar involved in that also. For 22 years you didn't see him, all the tzar and all the things that Yosef had also. But the tachlis was to get to Mitzrayim. So Rav Hashem caused the Mechiris Yosef to happen. Why? So Yaakov Avinu shouldn't go down Mishal Shalai Shal Barzal. Why? Because he wasn't right to go down Mishal Shalai Shal Barzal. He wasn't right to go down Mishal Shalai Shal. Yaakov Avinu didn't do any chatayim. As we mentioned the other time, Rav Hashem, even if it's a gzeira, or maybe I didn't mention, maybe I mentioned in class, I don't remember where I mentioned it, but that the even though there's a gzeira, there's going to be dalar meir shana, there's going to be a shibud, and the shibud starts with Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was not in galus. Why? Because even if there's a gzeira, there has to be a chet for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to bring the einish about. Yesh din v'yesh zayin. There's nothing that happens without Klai Yisrael or to any tzaddik without a reason for it. So even if there was a gzeira, Bris Ben Absarim called Yitzchak Avinu. It's like, sounds like, you know, because he was married to Lailahem, because the Knanim owned it, so it was this, it was Golis. It almost sounds like a Yeshiva Shadre, you know what I mean? He had a din Golis, you know what I mean? Thank you very much. That's it. But the Teretz is, it's Avinu wasn't right for it. So there was a Kiyam of the Golis, but that's it. Yaakov Avinu, also, Roy to go down Mishal Shabarzo means Roy Lativ, Avazim Vinu Aysam. Yaakov Avinu didn't do a Chet, he didn't deserve it. Now the brothers did a chet already. They sold Yosef. Sold Yosef, that starts a different story. So now Golas Mitzrayim could begin. Lefi Madrigasam, obviously. Yaakov Avinu also has to suffer Lefi Madrigasam. But the same way we're saying it, he's not really suffering. He's also coming down, not Bishal Shalosh Shal Barzel. He's coming down in a way they come down the cover. And just to take it further, the guy calls Man the Shvatim were alive. There was no Avodim, there was no Inoisam. The last Sheva died, Levi died last. What happened? Klaiso Mefer Brismila. Mefer Brismila. The Avodim could kick in. A little bit later, they started serving Avodah Zarah. Then the Inoisam. It went all in Madregas. It goes, the Rabbi Nishon will not punish. That's why every Yontif that we have, everything, this. So I have to say it over, Rabbi Brecht always tries that unfortunately the Yom Tovim amongst preschoolers became, and if no one ever shtags more than a preschooler, there's Haman HaRasha, and Zachshveyash HaRasha, and Pari HaRasha, and Antiochus HaRasha, Sach Rishayim, all these Rishayim, the Nebuch, and they make such stars for Kaisel. Who would want to be, he said, a younger man once came over to him and told him that he had been off the Derech for a while, and one of the reasons he had been off the Derech, and the little kid, he heard, just every other day, there's another Rasha gets up and makes stars for Kaisel. What do I want to be Jewish for? Well, it was interesting. But we all know every time there was a chet came Purim, there was two chet time. Shachul Tzalim, Nemesuchas HaShverish. By Hanukkah, we talked about there was a chet. They're in the Shrash from the Avodah. There's no such thing as Haman HaRasha and Tiechas HaRasha. There's no such thing as Pari HaRasha. There's no such thing as Rishayim touching anyone from Klai Yisrael unless there's a chet for the Makom to be found. So that's the Inyan, that there has to be something. So, but you know, what we're trying to bring out here with Yaakov Avinu is he was right to go down Shal Shalosh Barzel. The Banshon was Mesavid, it should happen a different way. So then Tzoyis was Yosef had to go through the Tzar, and again Hashem had his cheshbonos why everyone needed the Tzar or had to have the Tzar, whatever it was. But that was the Siba, the Yaakov Avinu should come down the covet, not Bishal Shalosh Shal Barza. So we have Tachlisim, and then we have Emtoim. Emtoim could be for the person himself, Emtoim could be for someone else also. V'amnam, as we continue to finish the parak, HaChachma Yoyna, Kimoisha Tishar HaInyonim Sharoi Shagil Adam, Tishar Gamken Emtoim Shal Yodam Yagil Lai. Just like the Rabbeinu Shalom has decided, certain Inyonim, what that are supposed to happen, meaning the whole parak we said, what Siva causes what? He was also Mishar. How they're supposed to happen? What are them signs that you're going to get your thing? Until it comes out after all of these cheshbonos that everything has been nigzar, that the tachlis hadikduk, the way it should be, be'emes. Now I just want to sum up the entire parak. I just want to go through the inyanim that he went through. It's been many weeks already since we started, a very long parak. So I think he broke it down into 9 sibos that things happen to a person for 9 different reasons. The first thing he talked about was the inyan of tov and ra, that a person, his job is bechira, and his job is bechira tov and ra, so therefore there's different midos and nisyanos that he gets in order that he should be able to choose in each person's nisyan. So the idea of man as having a job of Bechira ben Taiv Lera was the first Siba why certain things happen to a person. Number 2, a person's own actions cause things. A person could cause it, the Rabbi Nishalom will help him out in the next test. If he passes one test, the Rabbi Nishalom will give him another test, but he'll be helped out. So certain things will happen to him because of his own actions. Certain things could also happen the other way. If he does something wrong, his next test will be harder to do because Rabbi Hashem might put up stumbling blocks in his way in order that he, because Hashem, if a person chose too much the wrong way, he doesn't want him. He wants him to have a harder time. It becomes harder to choose. So that the things that happen to a person are a result of his own actions. That's number 2. Number 3, we had an inyan of yisurim that could be ma'ira a person to do tshuva. Not yisurim that are necessarily an einish for themselves, they're only ma'ira a person to do tshuva. There was also an idea, the next idea he talked about, that there's a gvul of how much ra he'll let a person do, or how much rishis he'll let a person do. There's only so far he'll let a person take himself or take the world to. The 5th thing was, there are things that come before, as parents, as ancestors, and things that come after, as children, as descendants. They could also cause him to have certain matzavim, depending on who is supposed to come out of him, or where he's coming from. The next way he spoke about was that a person, sometimes doesn't, if he can't be zaychi mitzaratzmai, but if he makes himself dependent on someone else, he's tied himself in another tzaddik, he could be zaychi through being attached to the tzaddik. That tzaddik will bring him into Ganeid, to the Olam Haba with him. Again, he'll be meshubitim, even in Olam Haba, we said, he'll have to hear Torah through him, but at least he'll make it in through someone else. Then there was the idea that a tzaddik gets tzaris to be mechaper for his dar. There was the idea that a tzaddik could get tzaris to help out the tikkun habriya and getting the ra out of the entire briya. And then, as we spoke about today, was the inyanim of a gilgul also could cause a person. These are the inyanim of the tachlisim we've talked about. The emtsayim are all different things that could happen to bring about one of these things for you or for somebody else. So those are the ideas. Now, I think just we have to understand also, someone asked me a question, someone called me with a question a bunch of weeks back, and we talk about the, that a person is put in a certain situation that's tailor-made for him. After all these things are taken into account by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he has his job, he has his kaiches, he has his shyness, he has his environment, it's tailor-made for him. So I mentioned then that one of the Farshim says that that's Pshat Mishana Malka Mishana Mazel, because every place has its tachlis, so if I move to a different place, so now I get my kalim according to the job of that place. So someone asked me, I understand. If I'm tailor-made for this place, either if I go somewhere else, so if anything, I moved myself away from where I'm supposed to be, I should have a much harder time. How can I adjust to that? So we really have to understand, and it goes into a lot of these inyanim, just to understand the cholos, I think, there are certain things that are nigzar. And certain things, like we said, are telling a person's bechira. And even those that we said that are totally in, for example, parents. A person's born into a certain family, he can't change that. There's nothing for him with his bechira to change. You have to say, yes, his neshama belongs in his family. You have to say that. Now, he's supposed to stag over the family, he wanted to be the family he picked. Okay, that's his, you know, his problem. But he's got to deal with the family. There's no way to change it. Certain things, again, a person's neshama has a job. He's put into this door. Again, nothing he could do about it. But when a person's in a place, there are certain things that are tali and bechira. I can't say, well, I could do what I want. Why? Because, well, this is all part of my job, right? So I can't change it, or it's not my fault. Obviously, parts of your job is to be bechir in the situation that you are. Now, certain pieces of those situations are given, nothing for you to do about. Certain ones, you do have a choice. Yes, you may have been put in this place. And in this place, you could come to your shleimus, but it might be very hard. You might be being in this place, number one, oath number one, I mean, who put you in a place, right? You never put yourself in a place. Either if you're with a family, someone made a choice to be there, and you didn't just like fly down here and this is where you grew out of the ground, right? So obviously, so in every place you are, a person could become to his perfection. A person could overcome the nisyanus. But he also has the bechira to maybe make it easier for himself. Why? Because if he's oyle rasha, oyle shcheine, we do say such a concept. What do you mean? If I'm supposed to be over here, if I'm on Reuven's side of the Golem, right? So I'm over there, and I'm in Ben Palace, or whatever it is. But we do claim oyle rasha, oyle shcheine. Why? Because you're around Rishayim. Move yourself away. Move yourself away. Why? Well, but this is where I was put. Hashem Taylor made it for me. No, but he also gave you the idea of Bechira. So certain things, although we're saying, if you're in a dar is not changeable, but you're in a city, you're in a place, these things, a person has to know, is he doing the best for himself by being there? And yes, he has a choice. Now, when he's going to go to the next place, he's not changing his neshama, he's not changing his parents, a lot of the things are still a given. His main tachlis in the world, which nobody knows what it is still a given. How he's always able to reach it is not such a given. It may depend on a lot of different things. Now, sometimes if you're a child or you're a teenager, this you don't can't choose your place. You're dependent on other people. Okay, there's different amtsayim, like we said. Things maybe you're supposed to be here because of something else. We don't know what the cheshbon is. But there is a concept. Some of these things are givens, and some of them we have a choice. So yes, being in this place is tailor-made for me, and I could come to my potential this way. But is it the easiest way? Chazal say, I'm going to go to the Makam Tayra. Why? Because there will be an easier way for me to reach my potential. So when we understand that, there are things that are given, nothing for us to do, and then there are things that are totally in our Bechir, and a person has to know. A person makes a choice. The choice has ramifications to it. Who knows? Is this the best for my Ruchnias? I can't say, well, here I've been placed, I'm not going to think about anything else. Sometimes it's takanat b'kayach, a person to move or to change things. Moving is only an example that I'm giving. Or to change things, to change a chevra, to change friends. Sometimes it's not, sometimes it is. A person has to know. You can't just say, well, here I am, so what should I do if I'm falling, if I'm not doing well in my avodas Hashem? He put me here, it's tailor-made for me, and it's tailor-made for my defeat. He can't be like that. Person mechuyev to be mechazik himself, to think of ways, to talk to people, try to understand how I could change things. If he does that, then yes, mishana mokum. Mishana mokum doesn't mean his physical place necessarily. He could change his chevra too, he could change his friends. It'll be mishana mazel. Why? Because now, I have other people helping me out, the whole chabur is helping me out, and now, I have different kaif. I'll bring out different kaiches in myself to come to the fullest potential. And I think after this parak, it becomes like, I don't know if say crystal clear, but it becomes a deeper insight into the words of the Rambam that I have said over before. I don't remember if I've said it this year or not, but the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, in his Pirush HaMishnayis, in the ninth parak of Masechta Brachos, the Mishnah says that a person is obligated to be Mevarech al Harak, Hashem Shemevarech al HaToiv. So the Rambam says, any Baal Deya, any person with any seichel understands this. Because how many times did we see something that looks so wonderful, and the end is not too good? And how many times does something happen, and the beginning doesn't look good, and at the end turns out for something good? Everyone knows. It happens in everyone's life like that. Only someone who's a shaita doesn't realize that. So he says, even without chazal, a person should understand that. That just because something looks good, don't give it your fullest joy. Don't be so happy. Because you don't know what the end's going to be. And the other way around, chas v'shalom, something's not so good. Don't get totally depressed and go in avelus. You can't. Because who knows? Maybe the good will, like, oh, Hashem, can't have to be. We never know what it's coming to. And the Rambam ends up over there and he says, and I wrote down the Lashon, and he says, Ulefika yichavin adam achshavtoi v'yispala lokel. A person should constantly be davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Liyos kol mash yivayuhu v'ilam hazeh. That anything that happens to him in this world, may ra umitayv, whether it's ra or whether it's tayv, daven to Hashem that it should be siba lahasig a love ha'atzlacha ha'amitis. It should be a siba to bring him to his atzlacha ha'amitis. When we go through this parak, and now we see how many sibas there are, and who knows, sometimes the sibas, the Rebbeinu Shalom is putting up a stumbling block because he doesn't want us to do good because our actions are mechayivit. Or, who knows, maybe this is happening to me because it's supposed to bring something else or bring to someone else. Not every Siba brings me to my Tachlis Vamitis. We're hoping that we're on the right track towards the Tachlis Vamitis. But a person should always be mispalled to the Rebbeinu Shalom that anything that happens to him, Meirah Umitayiv, should not be B'Tayrus Oinesh, B'Tayrus Hashem not wanting him to do the right thing, B'Tayrus I made the wrong choice and now it's coming back to bite me, or I'm not thinking correctly. Anything that happens to a person, he should be mispalel, it should be a siba to bring him to his atzlach ha'amitis. If a person constantly is thinking, this small tefillah, anything that happens, I'm stuck in traffic, and I'm a little late, and I come late to something, I don't know why, I don't know where, but Rabbeinu Shalom, let this help me come to my atzlach ha'amitis. Number one, a person starts living with the Rabbeinu Shalom, like we've said many times. Start living daily with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Start living with the Rabbeinu Shalom that he's running the world, as we've said. Say a kapitel tilim before you make ishtadlis. You start living with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm giving it over to you. I'm making my ishtadlis, but you're in charge if it's going to be mutzlach. And adding to it, as we're saying, yiratzin, it should be a way that I'm coming closer to my atzlocha amitis. If a person starts doing that, then, and as we've seen in this parak, these are these sharashim, these are the klalim of how intricate the ashkacha is in every person's life, depending on every thought and every action and every siva that they have. The ashkacha has to constantly change itself and keep on working. We have a greater insight into this tefillah that the Rambam says, the tefillah from the Rambam, that I don't think is so well known, that a person should always say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, this should be a sibah to come to Aslach Amitis. So the Rebbeinu Shem Taka should be mevarech us and bring us all to our Aslach Amitis. As Hashem will continue. next week. You're very welcome, honey.
Private
chair. Private chair. Look at that. No extra charge. For me, it's also good because I would have been saying it for the picture. Okay, I'll blame you out of Thomas. Thomas, you probably went to the chasm. I like the sex chasm figure. No, you have my little bit. I mean, most of them are gone for Purim. They went for Purim. So,